The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And we do all that as we eat at the Chipotle and wear no pants, which basically sounds like Big Fatty's main holiday.
Is it Don't Wear Pants Day?
Yes.
On the 5th?
And eat Chipotle.
Well, how are you supposed to... You really have to do both?
Yes.
Oh.
So basically, you go to Chipotle, you eat no pants, and it turns into, once again, Shart Week stories for Big Fatty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's how it works. Well, speaking of that...
Oh!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Wear no pants, which basically sounds like Big Fatty's main holiday.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2807 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 30th of October, 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Maybe or Gus Chad that time. Hello, costumers. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's the night before Gay Crema. And all through the villa, Big Fatty, do we have to hear that old chestnut again? No, we do not have to hear that old chestnut again. If things are going as planned, I am still over in the Hatlanta visiting my mother, and we'll be heading back to the villa tomorrow for Gay Crema here at the villa. Y'all, you know I've got those Rice Krispie treats just waiting for the little urchins to come by and pick up. Yes, Big Fatty. And that's my plan. And if things change, then I'll let you know. I'll post a little something over at the BFO, but I'm not anticipating any changes at all. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 30th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. He's done many little shows over the years, every year. Big Fatty, you gonna vomit? No, it's just the thought of that Chipotle that he mentioned just gives me a tremendous gas. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he every year for the Pride 48, he does the annual revival of the Big Gay Sex Show. Y'all, he's done that spanking offer. Big Fatty, she was a golden girl, it's true. And y'all, she's now doing that Chubb's Gone Wild with Tom. And y'all, there's none other. And y'all, quite an accomplished author also. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's that Matt Berling guy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Matt Berling. And y'all, he's nowadays... He also likes to put on the Twitty, the 1, 2, 3, 4 designators for Michael Sage, and it comes to me and Digga and all too, and it's just love, just a little love pat, if you will. Big Fatty, that can get you in trouble nowadays. It's probably true, but y'all, if you see Matt Burlingame on the Twitty or the FaceSpace wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope that he gets a big old piece of sack of tomatoes cake. Yeah, I guess y'all now, y'all, since I'm pre-recording this, y'all, I got a package. I got a package. Big Fatty, you're not talking to the microphone. Well, I am now. Y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. And y'all, she told me to expect a package. And y'all, I don't remember what. I think there was some instructions I was supposed to follow when the package came in. But y'all, I don't remember what they are. So I'm just going to open this up right now. Yes, Big Fatty. And I have not, I really don't have any idea what this is. But well, let's just open it. Oh, Big Fatty, look. Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all. Y'all, it is two little sachets of Vegemite. Big Fatty, can you return that to sender? Return to sender. And y'all, then there's a book. It says, Who Pooped in the Black Hills? Scat and Tracks for Kids. Big Fatty. Y'all, and there's a note here. Dearest Fart Pants, when Snotty Scotty needed a place to hang his hat for a few days, I stepped up to the plate and we quickly planned a vacation. And then I saw this book. So fitting. So as to not infringe on copyrighted law, copyright laws, I thought maybe you could have a story time segment and read an edited version. But I got blindsided at work with some petty BS and lost my desire to do anything. So, read it or don't. But no, we had a blast, and next time Snotty Scotty comes to the USA, I hope someone else can have as much fun with him as we did. In other words, Big Fatty, she didn't want him coming back. Something like that. As for the Vegemite, give it to Granny. Give it to Granny. Unless you like it. Hate to see it go to waste here. Unlike the Tim Tams. More Tim Tams, less Vegemite. Sorry, Scotty. Bacon. Stop. Do not read the rest of this on the little show. Big Fatty! Oh, okay, well, I won't. But, y'all, it's a book about who pooped in the Black Hills. And, y'all, I believe that Digger, if I remember correctly, oh, here we go. Fart Pants, mailed too late for my plan, but hope you enjoy anyway. Thought you this would be a good read the month of August while the little Aussie Battler and I are / will be heading to the glorious Black Hills. Wonder if there's a bumper for this. And y'all, it's my understanding there is a bumper. There is a bumper coming for this. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the poop book. Big Fatty, if anybody needed a poop book, it's you. And if anybody needed Vegemite, it's Granny. Well, I suppose you're right. And we'll await the totally original, never used before, bumper from Digger. Big Fatty, he is out there in Walnut Hills. Can you imagine spotting the poop out there? Big Fatty Vulgar.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh dear, Gussie. Big Fatty. Meow. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And a Dodge Ram. I am rednecking it up. I am on some highway in Hamlet, North Carolina. It's near a place called Burnside Pool, I think, based on what I was seeing from the sign. I don't know where this pure thing is routing me through, but I couldn't come home from the Virginia coal mine the regular way because of some accident on I-77. So I went through Roanoke and I've come down. I'm going to catch the I-95, by the south of the border, I think. Actually, didn't really pay attention. Didn't matter. I am towing all the shit behind me. You may say, but Larry, why ever would you be doing this with your coworkers in the car? It's because none of them are in the goddamn car. They all rode with somebody else because, oh, my parents are going to be there. And, oh, the blah, 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 and the and then so that left me to drive this jalopy. And it's a jalopy. I mean, not really. It's a year old Dodge Ram that's coal mine colored with all this Schmiff that's tied down and whatever, all the way back to Charleston. It's about 450 miles. So I decided that, you know, I could sit through the accident and go the way I knew how to go, or I could just go anyway. I've never been here before. Hold on, let me put on the cruise control because I'm on a 2-lane road cutting over. But anyway, so I am driving. I have about, y'all, we had a coal mine party for some coal miners at this place called Devil. Well, it's a brewery. Anyway, it doesn't matter what it's called. But I have, over the years of doing this, gotten to know the guy who, like, runs the distribution part of this brewery because I'm fat and I like a hoppy beer. And I'm always like, I'm just the driver. The coal miners brought me along because they're too lazy to drive. I'm not in charge. Well, we Ubered this time because I wanted to have a drink, and this was a mistake. As Big Fatty will tell you, we may have FaceTimed him later and from a bar where I was drinking house tequila. Blah, blah. Anyway, but yeah, he gave me, I kid you not, about 250 beers. So it's a good thing I got a truck because the bed of the truck is half full of beer. I had to stack all the stuff up in the back seat of the truck. Stock Takalaki State Line. How do I keep doing this? Thank you. Anyway, so that's all I got. Burnsideville. Anyway, Candlelight, is that a strip club that's falling down? It is. Welcome to South Carolina. All right, well, it was a really fun weekend, and by fun, I mean I watched DirecTV Now on my laptop at my hotel room after we had a humongous coal mine hootenanny. So, all right, gotta run. I'm not really listening anymore. I've unsubscribed, but just figured I'd give you an update since I knew you were very concerned. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and get an update on coal mine festivities. And it sounds to me like it was a wonderful time for all. I hope you stopped in at the hamlet of Burnside. It sounds like a lovely. Is it an Amish community? Big Fatty, I think it's a hash brownish community. Big Fatty.
Hey, Fatty. This is Frequency calling from the Gay Wasteland. I was just listening to today's little show, and you were wishing me happy birthday, and I thank you immensely from the bottom of my heart. And it is not my birthday. I don't know. It was on Stick It With a Poke, too. I don't know where this came from. So I thought I would investigate. I got on the Pride 48 website, and there it is. October 28th, somebody called Freak Uinsy. Uinsy, not Quincy with a Q, but U-E. Freak Uinsy has a birthday on the 23rd of October, so happy birthday to them. But it's not me, sweetie. I'm so sorry. Anyhow, that's all. Have a wonderful day. All the hugs from the wasteland, you guys. Squeaky and Gentleman Caller and Poodle and all those. I thank you. Okay? I'm out. Bye.
Yeah, I guess thank you for calling. And y'all, that, of course, is Frequency, host of the Gay Wasteland, a little show. And Frequency, I don't know. I am perplexed. I am perplexed as to how this error occurred. However, take a solace in knowing that that both myself and Gavin have corrected our mock and calendars, and we will refuse. We will absolutely refuse to wish you a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal next year. Big Freddy, that's because you will have shut it down by then on the 23rd of October. So, anyway, all's well that means well. Big Freddy, what the hell did that have to do with it? I got nothing. Big Freddy.
I did one with like 18 people.
18 people?
It was a huge...
It lasted for like all of 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, see, I just don't really like give a shit about the Alolan or whatever's or Marowak in general, but... No, and it's funny, too. I was thinking about the riot shoe, not even...
Dick, I said, y'all... I'm not quite sure what that was, but Miss Bacon sent it to me. And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to have unusual conversations come from the Black Hills area. Perhaps they were Big Fatty. Perhaps they were discussing who pooped in the Black Hills. Or well, perhaps they're a little early because, you know, we're still waiting on that bumper. Big Fatty, you just asked for it. Well, old Johnny on Digger on the spot. Big Fatty, he is in Walnut Hills, and you don't want Digger to be on any spots out there. Those are industrial spots. They do not come up easily with a paper towel or the, what is that green stuff that the spots come up? What is that stuff that you clean up after the puppies? It's something green. I don't know because I don't have a puppy. Big Fanny, but you poop like one. That may be true. But anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. Now, y'all, that's going to be the last. That's going to be the last voice letter that I played today. But y'all, as of right this second, I have only got 4 voice letters left to play. And y'all, did you ever think I'd get to this point? Big Fanny, we knew you'd eventually catch up. So y'all, with the start of a new month on Thursday, I'm gonna need some more voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, you gotta have some content. You've blown through it all on this trip to Atlanta, I guess so. But y'all. So, in fact, y'all, Christina. Christina from out there, you know who she does that West Coast update. She had sent another. What am I trying to say? West Coast update in, and y'all, she sent me. What did she send me? She sent me an e-letter, and said, "Big Fatty, please." Please don't play that latest West Coast update because it's already out of I just got it like last week. It's already unapplicable or something like that. Out of it's already is past its expiration date. Big Finnick, I like Granny. Four voice letters. That's it. And I'm just sitting here pinching myself. Big Fanny, you're not pinching yourself. You're doing something. Oh, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, juicy. Y'all, by the way, you know, I mentioned that that I couldn't find those black and orange wrapped peanut butter kisses anywhere. Y'all, that Casey in Denver, you know, he has an enormous penis. He found them on the Amazon, and I said, "Oh, when should I expect the delivery of it?" And he goes, "Oh, I think I've sent it to the wrong address." Big Fanny, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, that Matt Burlingame. And Matt, how do you plan on celebrating your birthday today?
Wear no pants, which basically sounds like Big Fatty's main holiday.
Oh, yes, and it's the best way to sit down and eat cake.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.